Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Lyle and Eric Menendez may have another day in court. We talked about this case, I think, late last year after a former Menudo member, Roy Roselio, came out in a documentary talking about the abuse that he allegedly endured under Jose Menendez, the father of the Menendez brothers, sexually abusing him in the 1980s. Other members of Menudo have also come forward with similar accusations. And so did the brothers. The problem with the brothers having those accusations that never saw the light of day in court on their retrial. And now they're spending the rest of their lives in jail. But it's going to be examined a little bit further. There's a new documentary, or a new docudrama, rather, coming out from the makers of the Dahmer docudrama that's going to be examining this case. Joining me to discuss, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Go and press subscribe to that wherever you download podcasts after you're done listening to this. What's your thoughts? A habeas corpus petition has been filed. District attorney reviewing it right now. Decision on the new trial still to come. Where do you think this is going to go with this this new evidence, the letters that have been weighing in on this that never saw the ears of a jury?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I don't know if it's going to be legally sufficient to get him a new trial, but it certainly casts the brothers in a different light. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, it casts his father in a much different light and the mother as well, because the reality is if mom's aware of what dad's doing, mm-hmm, and not doing anything about it. Yeah. And you know, it's like, I don't know. It's got to be legally sufficient enough for the court to say, all right, like this isn't a harmless error. You know, like this is something that would have changed the trial.
Yeah.
You know, had this come in, and maybe it would.
Well, isn't that what the whole case was about, essentially? The brothers wouldn't have done this had they not been sexually and horribly abused for all of those years. But that whole point was never even brought up in court.
I know. And it's like that trial was so far back that I can't remember if there were motions in limine that barred them from bringing it in. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know exactly the reason, but I know first round it was brought in, and then we had a hung jury, and then there was the retrial, and then it was not allowed in on the second retrial. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know how horrible the music industry is and what that was certainly like back then, far more even than what it is today. And you have these members of this band and other people who had worked with him that said the same sort of shit, that this is, you know, it's a predator. And he loved, you know, having kids and kid groups. I mean, look how many times Menudo was reinvented over the years, and they're all hanging out at this guy's house in swimsuits and all this shit. I mean, it's not a hard story to believe.
Right. No question. Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately it boils down to, I mean, still, isn't that vigilante justice? You know I'm saying? I mean, doesn't it kind of boil down to that, really?
I agree, but would this be charged the same way today? Would, I mean, and then them be going away for the rest of their lives without the chance of parole, especially with those pieces not going into the trial itself? I mean, those are so key. I mean, I could see 10 years, 20. I mean, think of Gypsy Rose. She got, 10 years or something? Yes, it was somewhat vigilante justice, but there was a reason for it. Horrific abuse for so many years. You know, we have battered spouse syndrome. That too. I mean, that gets taken into consideration. If this thing were tried today, I don't know that we'd see anywhere near the same outcome or really a lot.
Well, I don't think that they would charge him the same.
Yeah.
For certain, like in this day and age, it's like you said that like that's light years back in time. Like, mm-hmm, I mean, you know, we're talking 20, 30, 40 years. When was that? 80s?
Case
went down?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like we've come a long way, baby, in terms of the way we think.
Yeah.
With respect to, you know, especially child abuse.
Yeah.
You know, we've come a long, long way from that. And I think that there's a much greater acknowledgement and understanding that it's something that's pretty prevalent and it obviously exceptionally damaging to children. So, yeah, I think they would have charged it differently. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the state just comes at them and with an Alford plea type offer says, we'll let you out. Just you gotta have to plead guilty, say that there's enough evidence that we would have, you know, which that we could secure a guilty verdict. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's a good option, you know,
because the argument never has been, did they do it? They've said that the Menendez brothers have come out and said, yes, we did this, but this is why we did this. But the jury was never allowed to hear that.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.